For about 5 months now, the Nigerian Tertiary Public Universities have been shut. Academic Staff Union of the universities and some of the other university, tertiary university-based unions. And clearly, it's our own view that the government is not doing enough to resolve this impasse. So we're waiting severally to have this addressed. And clearly, we're not getting the desired results. And the desired result is to get our children back to school. 5 months of the calendar year for students, we feel is clearly not what should be happening to the Nigerian state at this time of development in terms of education across the globe. So our intent is to put pressure on the federal government to do the useful and be purposeful in their dialogue with the union so that there can be a resolution to the situation.
My understanding is that there's negotiation going on between the federal government and the professors.
Our position is that negotiations cannot go on forever. There should be a reasonableness to the time span for negotiations to take place. Negotiations cannot go ad infinitum. That's our position. And we feel that 5 months has come too long with students not being in school for people to say they are negotiating. We feel it's too long.
You are the Nigeria Labour Congress, so you are getting involved because it impacts the students, or what is your overall?
The Academic Staff Union of Universities is an affiliate of Nigerian Labour Congress. The National Association of Academic Technicians is an affiliate of Nigerian Labour Congress. The National Association of Non-Academic Staff of Nigerian Universities is an affiliate of Nigerian Labour Congress. These are the key unions operating in the university sector, and they are all affiliates of the Nigerian Labour Congress. The Nigerian Labour Congress is a national center, and we say injury to one is injury to all. We owe both ourselves, our association, our affiliates, the country, the responsibility to try to bring to an end this endless round of discussions.
And so the protest is scheduled for the 26th of July.
26th and 27th of July. Across all the capitals of the states that make up the Nigerian Federation and then the Federal Capital Territory, Abuja. Nigerian workers will be marching to register their discomfort, their displeasure, so that the children, who are majorly the ones that are suffering, and then our members, whose salaries have been held up in the course of this impasse, can get a reprieve.
Exactly. What's your message to the federal government?
People have submitted themselves to collective bargaining. Please respect the outcome of the bargaining. It's absurd that people nominate representatives to a collective bargaining process and then disown the product of their nominees. It doesn't happen anywhere in the world.